Oh my goodness, can you believe it? We are down to part three of taking care of you. Okay, so I only have four things to share with you on today on how to take care of you and your package. Number 11, talk to God. He's never too busy. We should include him in everything that we do. The scripture says that we should acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he shall direct your path. And I know that scripture and I know that saying is somewhat cliche, how we should talk to God. But if you think about it, how many times have you not acknowledged him and then regretted the outcome of your situation? Talking to God provides clear direction for what you should do next. It also gives you the opportunity to slow down. Please slow down, and you'll be able to see some things in the time of slowing down, as well as giving the Lord opportunity to speak to your heart, and you get to know him regarding the situation. We're at number 12, feed your spirit more food. Yes, not your body. My goodness. But feed your spirit with more food. A lot of ways that I love to feed my spirit is scriptures, definitely in the morning, whether it's reading or listening. I love to set the day with that. And then usually I would listen to sermons for the next portion of my kind of feeding my spirit. After that, I love to listen to worship music throughout the day. And I know that, is that really important? Would that really help? Absolutely. If you think about the number of hours that we have within a day, how many of those hours are you consuming other things other than, that spiritual food, that life-giving food? And sometimes I'll put on replays of church services from previous, from other ministries, of people that I enjoy hearing them preach, whether it's, T.D. Jakes or Stephen Furtick or New Community in Maryland or. So I love to listen to other sermons, other ministers of the word. And then also if you have an Audible subscription, you can listen to different books that you may be interested in, whether it's intercession or praise and worship. It's just so many different ways that you can feed your spirit more and more each day. Even while you're cleaning the house, instead of, turning on that TV show, turn on some worship music or turn on scriptures. The more the word that you have, the more of God's spirit that you have, the more you are likely to, oh my gosh, recognize his spirit in other people, right? Don't you want to be able to recognize his spirit in that husband or that wife that you desire? It doesn't have to be a guessing game. When that person comes along, your spirit will connect with them. No, they won't be perfect, but your spirit will connect with theirs because they would have been in a place that you have been with feeding your spirit. I mean, don't you want to just be able to walk throughout your day in peace and kind of getting that daily food literally from heaven? I think about the children of Israel and how the Lord provided them with manna from heaven and quail. Every day that they were when they left Egypt, and I believe that's what the Lord wants for us, but we have to posture ourselves where we're actually taking time to hear from Him so that we understand and recognize His voice. Okay, I might have to do a whole podcast on that. Okay, number 13, I love this one. Yet praise. Philippians 4 and 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord dwells where there is praise. Can we get excited about that? That the Lord will dwell where there is praise. So in those moments of sadness, in those moments of depression or defeat, if you could just muster up a praise, if you could just set your mind on things above and begin to exalt the Lord for who He is and what He's going to do, it will be merely impossible for you to stay in a moment of discouragement, defeat, depression, despondency, all of these words that are horrible. You cannot stay there when there's praise in your heart and on your lips because Jesus is where there is praise. God, the Holy Spirit is where there is praise. And number 14, brag on Jesus. Brag on Jesus. Do you know how powerful your testimony is? Revelations 12 and 11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." And they overcame him, him meaning Satan, the devil, Lucifer. It's so important for you to share your testimony and story with everyone, not only to strengthen them, but as you share, as the scripture lets us know, we are strengthened, we are renewed, and we are spiritually blessed, and so are others. Not only that, we overcome the devil. So taking care of your package is a huge responsibility. It's not selfish, but it's necessary for your well-being. Okay?